What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I just want to start this off by saying I am having a very bad day today. Today is just not a great day. How's everyone else feeling?
Well, not wonderful, because today it's very rainy in Los Angeles.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And I got my booster yesterday, so I'm a little bit, feel like I want to go lie down.
I've heard that one's been so terrible.
It's about the same as the last one. It's about the same, which is I'm somewhere between great and terrible.
That stinks. Easton?
I'm good. You know, I had that booster like a month or two ago. I was fine, baby. I don't think they gave me the right one. I think they just...
It was a placebo. I'm just trying to get there. I'm working on it. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm almost there. I'm taller than whoever was here before.
How are you, Catherine?
I'm good.
You got that microphone figured out over there? I can hear it in my head.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
And the listener's going to hear that too.
Yeah.
I'm doing it before we start.
We're actually started.
Oh. Sorry, didn't know.
It's okay. I told you I'm in a bad mood today.
Yep. Clearly.
Why? What's the genesis of your bad mood?
You know, I received an email, I think by accident. And it bothered me because it was someone spending money from my past. And I just felt like annoyance and then some things happened after that. And then a lot of emotions came up of resentment and annoyances. And I'm getting rid of like this like workbench thing that he spent a lot of money on. And it was like never, I don't know. I don't even know what to talk about.
I know it's hard to talk about, but I think all of us know exactly what you're saying. And I understand how frustrating that would be.
Yeah. But I did hear, did you say that me and Ryan had a connection?
Well, you know, I felt that there was a vibe there. There's a nice back and forth happening.
You know, with Seacrest?
Yeah.
I was on the Seacrest show, which I was actually really nervous about. Did I sound nervous?
You did not seem nervous. No.
Really?
You didn't.
No, you seem great. You were great.
Oh, thanks. But there was a nice back and forth banter, but yep. I didn't feel a connection.
No?
No.
Well, hey. Oh, well. Back to the drawing board.
No, we're good. Yeah. But anyways, I missed you guys. You guys have been gone a few shows-ish.
It's tough. Your schedule is always changing. It's hard to keep up.
Yes, I know.
I'm happy to be here today.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
We're very blessed to be here.
Oh, shut up.
I'm being serious. I love you, Jana. Any moment with you is a treasure.
Oh, there's so much sarcasm in that. No.
He's just sucking up to you.
Okay, I have a question. Can we talk about gifts for a second? Because the holiday season is coming up. And Catherine just said I'm really hard to buy for, which I really, and here's the thing. Let's just say that you're starting to, do you like to get gifts as a man? Easton, Mark, go.
Receive them or buy them?
Both.
Yeah. I like to get them more than I like to buy them, I guess.
Yes. I would
if I'm being honest
that.
Here.
Yes. I enjoy receiving gifts. It's great.
Yes.
I'm not great at buying them. And now I'm going to complain about my wife for just a minute.
Oh,
she has successfully blocked off every gift avenue that exists in my mind. Maybe
why?
I'm simply short-sighted about the whole thing, but I am not to buy her jewelry because she has very specific tastes and she wants to buy her own. I'm not to buy her clothes. What? Same reason. There's very few things I can buy her. So what I ended up doing for a number of years is she loves wine. So on her birthday or on Mother's Day, I would go to the wine place and just get a whole bunch of bottles of wine. And then before she got up in the morning, I would hide them around the house. Like as she went through her day, she'd open the microwave and, oh, a bottle of wine. And it was really fun. Then she discovered Fitvine. We are not being paid for this endorsement. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, because one break is going to kick your ass if you talk any more about it.
Well, she discovered Fitvine and now I can't buy her anything else. That's all she wants is Fitvine. Okay. So I'm not going to buy 12 bottles of Fitvine and hide them around the house. Now, her birthday is right after Christmas. Christmas, she's already crossed off the list and said, we're not getting each other anything. We're going to just buy something for the family or the house. That's going to be the Christmas gift.
Do you actually stick to that?
I do for the most part because one year I was like, you know what? I'm also going to get her shoes. Those went right back to the store. So I'll get her a little ornament, something simple, nothing elaborate, nothing that she's going to want to return right away. But her birthday's in January. So I said, by the way, I'm doing a job. What do you want for your birthday? Which I know you're not supposed to ask. I should know. But I was like, what do you want for birthday? She goes, I know what I want for my birthday. It's like, oh, this is going to be great. She got her eye on a necklace. She got an eye on something. She goes, a generator. Oh, for God's sake. She wants a generator in case the power goes out, because earlier this year, the power went out and we had to go to a hotel because I had to work and the kids had Zoom school. And so we had no choice. We're going to go, never again. I want a generator for that. I was like, well, that's not a birth. Okay, fine. I'll get you a generator. Great. So that's my complaint.
And does she ever get mad? Like if you don't get her something, when you say that you don't want anything?
No, she really sticks to that. It's not the trap it is in some relationships. Yeah, in fact, she usually gets a little annoyed that I got her something because she didn't get me anything. And then she's like, what are you doing? We agreed to this.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
I will defend men in this one.
Okay.
Because I think it's really, really hard to get it right. I think your intent can be good, like getting shoes, for instance. But are you really going to pick out the shoes that you're really going to want to wear? And are you really going to keep them and wear them if they get the shoes that you don't like?
I've never returned a pair of shoes.
Ooh.
Mm. Are you going to wear?
I've always worn them.
I don't believe you. I'm going to buy you some of those shoes and see if you wear them.
Don't purposely buy me other shoes. Why am I so hard to buy for? And you could kind of say this really fast. I truly don't want anything. Having said that, why are you looking at me like that?
Because that's not true.
I like to say, I mean it. I want something meaningful. Like, my last few Christmases, I like to give a lot for Christmas to the person that I love. So when I receive a bidet and Amazon pens back, it can be a little hurtful.
Well, the answer to your question about why you're hard to shop for is because you are so giving with gifts. So there is a lot of pressure there. I'll be honest.
It raises the bar, yeah.
Yeah, it raises the bar a lot. That's one. Two, you do have a particular style or a particular, any girl, that's hard. Like, that's why my husband stopped buying me, because I took everything back. Like you said, if I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just keep it and waste the money, like, you know, if I'm not going to wear it or it sits in the closet.
And maybe that's fun, though, because then you get to go and you got credit at this store and you can shop for yourself.
But then you don't want to hurt their feelings. I don't like hurting. Like, I like to pretend like I like it.
Oh, I always pretend. I always pretend.
Because I don't want to hurt his feelings, because at least he tried, you know?
Like, I remember one year Mike got me, like, the ugliest shirt ever. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it.
You have to pretend.
I love it so much. I could never tell someone I don't like their gift. Like, I can't.
I think that men are have more of like a they have more stuff, their stuff, you know, like Mark likes the Brewers, like mm-hmm. I like Captain America, like, yeah. Like men don't grow out of that boy thing, and women have a much more discerning palate when it comes to the things they like,
because we're children.
Because men are children and women are full grown adults that mm-hmm. like exist in the world, and I think that's why it's easy to buy for men and harder to buy for women. That's something I've always thought about.
Yeah, sure. I think I get that. Mm-hmm. But I also, I feel like, is it a fantasy to just be like on Christmas morning to open this like beautiful little like delicate piece of jewelry and be like, oh my God, thank you. And you didn't have to ask all my friends and like.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's a complete fantasy, but for it to be the perfect, exactly what you wanted.
But it's the thought that counts. That's the thing. Like, I don't care actually what it is. It's like the thought and the intention behind it.
Which I think you mean, but I think the pressure on the other end is getting it right.
Interesting.
Like, I was even stressed about the necklace I got for you.
I love it. And yeah, I really genuinely do.
You get it right. But you actually do. But, like, you might not.
It's like the prettiest little daintiest. And it's like, it's all like, at the end of the day,
know,
like,
it is
it's just like, write me a beautiful letter and frame it. Or like, things like that are so sweet. But I'm just saying, what girl doesn't like a little diamond here or there?
So do we want diamonds or shoes?
Anyways, we have an amazing guest in the waiting room, Jesus. I'm like, what's the waiting room? We're going to bring her on and we're going to talk about mental health because it needs to be talked about more. So, and then we'll get back to this Christmas combo because a certain someone texted Catherine asking for a gift idea for me. So stay tuned.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi.
Hey, Mandy.
How are you, ladies?
Good. How Hello. Are you? I'm Jana. This is my co-host and best friend, Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I feel like you have just joined us on the perfect day because I woke up in just a funk, like a total freaking funk, you know, just one of those days where you're just like, you don't even like, there's like things that are bothering you, but at the same time, it's just this like blanket over you, you know?
Oh yeah. I get that. I get that a lot where you just feel like, and there's no reason to be like,
but maybe a little pieces, but it's like that shouldn't be bringing me down to like, you know, depression town.
All right. Well, let's perk you up then.
I know. But I was so excited to have you on because I think, you know, what you guys are doing is incredible. I know that it's launching, WonderMind is launching in February. So could you just kind of give a synopsis of what it is, to our listeners and what's going to be on WonderMind?
Yeah. WonderMind is basically, we're creating the first mental fitness ecosystem, which for what that means to us is we're going to cover all media like daily content, podcasts, film and television, but we're also going to create tangible product. So instead of it being an app, it's something that will kind of disconnect you. We are thinking about an app, but I can't like say for sure if that's going to happen, but like tangible product. So what would a mental health aisle at Target mean? And what would it look like? And for example, with a tangible product, I like to use ADHD because that's what I have. And, but they give you these big bulky timers to keep you focused. So we're going to create like cool little dice so that like kids will carry them. You can put them on your desk. Nobody's going to ask you what it is. And so everything is going to be, we're building our advisory board. We're going to work with neuroscientists to create new content and not like necessarily new verbiage. We're going to stay aligned with like everything that's already been scientifically proven, but also kind of push those boundaries to, you know, with the proper people, because none of us are professionals and we're not here to diagnose anyone. We're here to kind of go on that journey of learning how you make your mind, your mindset that you're more unique than defective, because people like to think as a mental illness, if you're diagnosed with that, it started back with, it used to be religion. If you know, you had mental health back in the 17th century, you were demonic. Then, you know, the 18th century, you became like unhygienic. And so there's always just been this like stigma on it where people don't really want to like talk about it, because also the media itself has played a role in kind of like showing the darkest side of mental health with things like Girl Interrupted or One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So I feel like trying to detach some of the apps And some of that to build an outside community where we're really touching like each other one-on-one and in person. We want them to be able to talk about it. So like our first podcast will be called 2 and 8, which means State of Mind in Cockney. And we're just going to have conversations with anybody and everybody about like daily routines or something they may want to talk about, how they overcame something, but we're not going to like put a label. If someone wants to say, yeah, I'm diagnosed bipolar, that's their right. But we're not going to push it and say, oh, well, have you checked out like this? Or, you know, we're just going to have honest conversations to where people see that even if you have a diagnosed mental health illness, that you are not broken and you can't have a fruitful life. Mm-hmm. Like it's going to be a journey and it's never going to be fixed. So let's, how do you exercise your mind? And my partner, Daniela, she uses a great metaphor that when you are working out and you have a personal trainer, mm-hmm. you can't not work out the rest of the week. Otherwise you're not getting that six pack. So your therapist is your personal trainer. And some people can't afford to go to therapy more than once a month. So what do you do in between? Mm-hmm. And we want to provide some of those tools that will be free and accessible, because we also want to reach the underprivileged communities that don't have access to any of it and where the government kind of wants to keep it like out, because then the prison systems are going to fail mm-hmm. if all everybody starts getting, you know, their mental health aligned. So, you know, that was a long answer to what mental fitness means, but it's just becoming part of your daily routine. And all of our stuff is going to be done through creative. Like our journal is a creative journal. It's not this morning I woke up failing 5. My goal is to fill 10, because there's so much toxic positivity and toxic happiness that, you know, when you are dealing with like, say, depression and you've never dealt with it before, it can get misconstrued to where you feel like you're wrong or you're bad, or, and then you watch other people just saying, oh, breathe 5 times and you're going to be okay. And yeah, breathing is helpful, but that's not going to fix a long-term, mm-hmm. you know, issue you may have.
For sure.
Yeah.
What is the thing that helps you, like you're, you know, like for me, like with my physical fitness, like I love to run. That also helps my mental fitness too.
Yes.
But what's the thing that kind of is your top that helps you with your mental fitness?
Putting my phone down, not looking at social media. And you know, I try to just like read books or find like go into my bedroom and kind of relax or meditate. And, you know, I am blessed to be able to have therapy once a week mm-hmm. and, you know, CBT, DBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, where, you know, there's this one thing I learned when I went away to treatment that it's a balloon. And so every time you're mad at someone, you like draw a picture of that person on the balloon and then you pop it and you just keep blowing that up and popping that. And then eventually the anger goes away and then you could make more like decisive decisions on how you're going to actually approach that person. So it like, you know, it's like the screaming in the pillow, but it's actually a lot more fun to pop them with a needle.
yes.
I need that so badly. Yeah. Like that would be fantastic. Something else you said too, with that your ADHD, the timer, the counter thing. Sometimes I've noticed, like today, I even noticed that, like I kind of got into like a depressed state and was, you know, I had so much to do, mm-hmm. and I literally mm-hmm. just like stared at my computer screen for like, and stayed in it for like a good few hours. I mean, I was like mindlessly like doing stuff, but like yeah. I just was like, and the entire time I had it was like get up. And go do what you have to do, or like either cry, get up, do something, you know what I mean? And then I, yeah. but if I could have something that was just like, you know, I sometimes think of Mel when she was Mel Robbins. Yeah. When she's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get up, mm-hmm. like go. And it's yeah. like, sometimes I have to like do things like that, but that something tangible like that would be really great to like help in those moments. But I just, I love it because I, especially when we're on social media and, or the internet or whatever, it'd be nice to have a place where you're actually getting things that are helpful and not things that are triggering more of the stressors and the triggers and the depression and all that stuff.
Yeah. I think simplifying it is like, you know, I'm not talking about like professionals that are aligned trying to make change. I'm talking about, you know, more of the armchair therapists. Like, you know, I was misdiagnosed bipolar and just found out in my 40s, I'm actually ADHD with trauma. So I know everything there is to know about bipolar, but I'm relearning how my brain functions really as ADHD. So I think like when, you know, I use this example all the time, but like when you do the, go on the YouTube and these people are just like pretending to be therapists and it's like 5 tips, he's a narcissist. It's like, those are all 5 tips of me. And I don't feel I'm narcissistic. I cry. I have emotions. I have empathy. Like, so I think that has kind of really, we need to take back the language. We need to take back the verbiage and kind of like gaslighting is so thrown out there. Like, and do some people really know what gaslighting is? Or you can't say someone's a sociopath. You know, it's like, we're all diagnosing each other. And so what I feel is what we can do at WonderMind is just all kind of talk to each other and, you know, like, all of us are going to be honest because we're 3 different women from 3 different generations that have our own successful businesses prior to this. So we wanted to, that's why the entrepreneur was so important to us, because we're showing you can have a diagnosed mental illness and still live a fruitful life. You still, it's not, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I feel that that's what some of these armchair like therapists do is like, oh, like if you just go out and meditate for 10 minutes, it's a combination of getting a routine together that can actually help you in other forms. And so like we, with kind of the app situation, we have done some discovery that the reason why some of it like falls off is because there is no physical or verbal interaction. Mm-hmm. And so we want to kind of go back to where, you know, this is a child's dream come true, but like back in my day, they would like, people would just show up at your house and you would just all hang out with your family and everybody was welcome. And now today, like it just seems the more and more social media, the more and more enclosed we're getting. And when you already have a mental health diagnosis, you already feel isolated. Mm-hmm. So now this isolation that we're all experiencing on top of, you know, already feeling like no one understands you is so dangerous. And it's, that's where the toxicity comes in. And we just want to share our stories and grow with our listeners, grow with it. And like, just, you know, make everyone know that you're not broken. You're not, if your religion is like, oh, you're, you know, a demon and we need to do an exorcism. There's so many like barriers that we have to get through that our first agenda is just like, let's chill, let's talk, let's build these tools that you're not ashamed to use. And like our journal, I already said it was kind of creative or whatever. And, but we're going to work with neuroscientists on creating all of this content of how you may not even feel and you're enjoying working your mind.
It's such a good point you brought up earlier about, you know, we talk about therapy a lot on this podcast and how fortunate enough we are to go to therapy. But I was actually thinking about this before, like how many people can truly afford to go to, if insurance doesn't cover it, you know, right, every week to therapy or every month, or, you know, I actually have a friend who is looking for therapy for 2 of her sons. And she's like, I can't afford that. I can't afford to go every week, you know, but they need help, you know, and it's, they need something, mm-hmm. you know, there has to be something out there for people that cannot afford to do that. I mean, it's expensive, you know, it's a lot and we're fortunate, but.
Yeah, no, it's really expensive. And then if you need medication,
yeah,
you're seeing a psychologist and a psychiatrist. So there's two bills, you know, and the psychiatrist talked to you for like 15 minutes and just assume the medication's working. You know, I have a very good relationship with my psychiatrist, but whenever I finally went away, I had actually, for my bipolar, I was put on anti-seizure medication. And when I started getting an early menopause, my hormones started changing and I was having grand mal seizures from this anti-seizure medication. And then I was having this medication to override this medication to override this medication. And I took so many sleeping pills because it had been like a week and I hadn't slept. And then I didn't go to sleep. And I just looked at my husband and I said, there's something wrong and it's not working, like my weekly therapy. And I got on a plane and went away and spent 30 days with people who really listened and really tested. And that facility was $1,500 a day. Luckily, my insurance covered it, but I want to take some of those tools and put those online. You know, like we can't replace that, but we want to like offer some of those like workbooks that maybe you can do, or like that, you know, popping the balloon. Like really, you should just have a wall of balloons so you can just walk through and pop them a lot.
But like I have a bunch of balloons saved up for my son's third birthday party. So I'm just gonna start blowing some up and just start taping them to the wall. Yeah, I know, right there on the wall. It's gonna be great. Yeah. I asked some of the listeners on my Instagram some questions, you know, about because I said I was talking to you. And just, I know, you know, I'm not therapist, you're not therapist, but we've also have our own issues around mental health and we all go through things. And so there's a few questions I wanted to ask you. This is from Miss Angela. How do you help others deal with mental health while still watching yours? Because I think that's a really good, because I'm always trying to be authentic on my Instagram, but at the same time, I'm like, well, shoot, like I still have, you know, my own issues too, that I have to, you know, make sure I go to therapy or talk to a friend, or like today, just being like, I had a really crappy day today and I feel depressed, but how do you do yours?
I used to have a major problem. Even when I went away to the facility, I was afraid to get close to anyone because it's so easy to deflect your issues and want to help other people fix their issues, but then you run out of any steam, so you're not helping yourself. So what I've learned to do is listen, just let them talk completely, hear them out, and then ask them, do you want me to listen or do you want advice or do you want to know my experience? And knowing that I can't give you advice, but like, maybe I can guide you to a book I read or got it, and then not hold on to it and then follow up and check on to them. And that's a really hard thing for me, not to hold on to someone else's trauma or experiences, because I want to be a fixer. And it's just, I can't fix anyone if I have nothing to give, even myself.
Well, I think too, if something's like, because I, early on when like my ex husband cheated a bunch, I started helping some women that had come into my DMs, and because I wanted to help, but then I realized, I was like, this is actually triggering me more because I still have so much unhealed trauma from it that I'm doing a disservice to myself by talking to the women that like he's either her or that hurt some, you know, that hurt them. So it's like, I can't do this anymore. Right. And then now I've kind of started to help, you know, a few more people, but I keep more of like an arm's length. Cause I'm like, I still notice the triggers that come up still to this day.
Yeah, for sure. Like I, interesting enough, I was in a very abusive relationship when I was younger, and I really thought that I had overcame it. And like, I've had a lot of trauma. I lost a lot of friends to murder, to suicide. I had like a high gang violence area. So it was really like, you survived. That's what your main goal was to do. And I thought I'd really worked on a lot of it. And then someone brought up my abuser's name, and I literally went into trauma. Mm-hmm. Like I was like back in that place, and this wasn't too long ago, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I was just shaking and shivering, and I hadn't experienced that. So that was like totally new to me. And I, you know, luckily was able to get a hold of my therapist, and she's like, you know, she kind of guided me through a little bit of it, but there has to be accessibility for some of these people. You know, there is a suicide prevention hotline that does really well, not saying anybody you're speaking to is suicidal over cheating, but it does, it abuses you in more ways than just the action of what they have done. It makes you feel less valuable when you're not the actual one who's doing things that mm-hmm. are and like wrong or whatever. But that's my opinion, because I was cheated on too massively by the physical abuser. Mm-hmm.
They like to do yeah. both.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
George. Jordan says, how to be happy, struggling to wake up and feel happy lately. What helps you? I honestly, I go to gratefulness as much as I can. I'm like, okay,
that's
been something that's been helpful. Are you guys going to have something like that on there too?
Yeah. I mean, thinking more of like the positive out of the negative, you know, whatever the situation is always helpful. Sometimes like getting out of bed and even showering is a mission for me. Mm-hmm. Like if I don't think I've blow dried my own hair in like 6 months while I was like in the hospital and going through all that and all this other stuff. And like, I go get it blown out and that makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. And I always like want to be going and going and doing something. So me getting my nails done or me getting my hair done, it's like, I don't care about it because I don't feel like I'm changing the world or doing something more important. But self-care is so important to get up and look forward to a massage or even like what I do when I have a hard time getting out of bed is I've created a routine where I get up at 5:30, I put on one of my like true crime podcasts and I drive to Starbucks, get my Starbucks. And the fact that I just got out of the house makes me not want to go back in the house and shut it up. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part, getting out of your comfort, because my comfort is my bed and the shade shut. Mm-hmm. And it just has always been that. So mm-hmm. you do have to put some force behind it. But I also hope that Wonder Mind can help people understand what is keeping them in bed, what is the root of the problem that can be corrected with something that is not necessarily like medication. And I'm not anti-medication, it saved my life, but it's also not for everybody. So what works for me is not gonna work for maybe you two. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like that's what's important, is people getting the connecting mindset with your body.
Yeah.
And because we are so disconnected and so on social media. And I've gone 60 days without my phone and I did not miss it for 5 seconds.
Oh, wow. Like, sounds glorious.
It was amazing. So
as a mom, you know, obviously, you know, your daughter has been very vocal about you know, bipolar and her mental health. And how do you continue to support and be there for, like someone had asked, as a parent, how can you help your daughter who has bipolar disorder? Because I feel helpless.
It is. It's a very helpless feeling because you just automatically want to take the pain away. Mm-hmm. But what I have found, because we've gone through our ups and downs with my mental health and her mental health and how we reacted, and we would do conversations together, like not necessarily family therapy, but like try to, you know, the older she got, the easier it was. But, you know, she's been in facilities a few times and I've learned to be the mother she needs instead of the mother I want to be. Mm. And so I would learn like things like, you know, because I needed a parent that was a hard ass and supported me. And like my parents were always working. And so I would protect her to a fault and didn't let her grow up. And it's still hard, but I had to retrain. Like, I'm like, what do you need from me? If you don't need me asking you 20 questions, then I won't ask you 20 questions. Mm-hmm. And then let's get through this moment. And then I find most of the times they just want to be held. Mm. They truly do. Even if they start punching you and kicking you, holding them just puts them in such a peaceful place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have been through a lot with that, and me thinking I had bipolar, I thought I understood her. And in reality, I was understanding what I read in books, which does not qualify me to, you know, like talk to her therapeutically. So we had to learn with our, like I know when I don't hear from her for a couple of days on text, I know she's needing a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas before I would blow her up and like, are you okay? Are you okay? Like, where are you? You know, because she's a celebrity. So I get freaked out about, luckily sometimes there's just pictures every day of what she's doing and I know where she is, but like, you know, most parents don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
So, but like I had to learn to not always like talk about it in a medicinal way and talk about it in an emotional supportive way and just say, what do you need? Mm. Like, what do you need from me? And sometimes they need peace. Sometimes they need you to hear them. Sometimes they need a hug. Sometimes I'll say off like it, mm-hmm. but they need to say that. And then you come back and they usually apologize. And like, this is where my headspace is. So it does, it just takes time to kind of really understand each other. And I do feel like a lot of that fault was me not mothering my child the way she needed.
Do you have, cause I'm just thinking that, cause I've, we both have kids and my daughter, she's about to turn six, but I'm so fearful for the day that to be like, oh, I wish I did that because now I've screwed her up this way, or I rode her too much, or I was too hard on her. Like the other day, like I'm emotional. I don't know why, but like, I'm like, every time I talk to my kids, cause I always never want them to like, you know, I don't want to screw them up, but like, I was like riding her on her fucking sight words. And I'm like, Jolie, like how, why are you saying do? There's no, like when there's an M, like it's me. And it was like, and I was like, oh my God, Jana. And I started like crying because I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, stop riding your freaking 5-year-old. You know what I mean? About her sight words. Like she's going to read in her time. But like, then I'm like, am I being too hard on her? Like, is this going to cause this? Or like, or if I'm not hard on her, she's going to be too soft. Or I'm like, oh, sorry.
We all do that.
No. We all do it.
I promise.
My husband more than me. I'm kind of like a hippie parent, but I mean, do you feel like this was maybe something that is insecure about your own self that you write?
So, yeah, I always reflect that because that's always like, okay, if I'm feeling something, it's because I have to like, what is unresolved in me or what do I need to reflect back? And I think I'm so afraid of failing.
Yeah. But look, you're raising two beautiful kids. So how are you feeling? Applaud. I heard you actually doing a movie. You got a successful podcast.
Oh, like, you're sweet.
And you love your parents. I mean, you love your kids. I don't know if you love your parents.
But they screwed me up, but I love them still. You know, it's like, it's
debatable. Like... but, you know, I think we are as parents really, really hard on ourselves. And if you're asking me if I had that moment with Selena, I do feel like when she was getting in her 20s and I was still managing her, our family was so, because managers know everything about their kids. I mean, their talent. And so I was coming to the point where if she did something silly or, you know, controversial or whatever, like you, what, as a manager, it's your job to fix it. But then I would go, okay, as your mom, what the fuck were you thinking? Mm-hmm. And so I regret those days.
Sure.
You know, and, but like, you know, raising a kid is hard anyways, and you're raising one in Hollywood. It's like, you don't know what's right from wrong. And I think we kind of all do it. And maybe just the only advice I can really give is I wish sometimes I listened more and wasn't so lackadaisical with her in certain things, mm-hmm. you know. She came in one day and she's like, I did this. And I was like, because I knew I had to deal with it the next day. And I was like, we'll talk about this in the morning. And then through therapy, I found out that literally broke her heart. Mm. And I was like, and it was weird because I remembered that moment, but at that moment, it didn't seem that important to me. And also she always felt like she had to try harder because I would never make a big deal out of awards. Like, because I didn't want her to think that that's what matters. So in my mind, I'm doing something great.
Wow.
But in her mind, she's like, I got to push further or my mom's not proud of me.
Wow.
And I had no idea this was going on. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that was something that we learned through communication. So, I mean, all you can really do is just listen. I mean, we're bound to mess up them somehow, or
that's, you know, so crazy. Parent. Like, it makes so much sense about, like,
you think you're doing what you should,
yeah,
but then it's how they take it and what they want. I mean, oh, that's hard.
I mean, that's so, because I would never have thought that she would have thought like, oh, I need to get this award because then maybe my mom will like be excited or happy about it like that. Because I would do exactly what you would have done in that. Then like, oh,
right. I'd be like, oh, that's awesome, and then like
next conversation
up and
yeah.
there she was wanting me to be like, you know, super proud of her. So now I've learned that, and I am proud of her. And so I've just learned that I need to reach out when moments happen that I know are milestones and let her know I'm proud of her, mm-hmm. you know, because they obviously mean something to her. And I just never wanted that to be her value.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Winning an award.
So when our listeners go to wondermind.com, I know it officially launches in February, but what is there anything there that they can see now? Or is there like an email thing to like get them when it?
Yeah, you can definitely, when you go to wondermind.com, there is at the very first page where you can put your email that we can give you updates on.
Okay.
And then eventually there will, and then there's, you know, our bios, which aren't very exciting, but you will be updated on like when the podcast dates are set, and then we can start sending daily content and like in February. So roughly some of that is like where we're kind of looking. The product will be down the line because that's got a lot of responsibility.
For sure.
And but yeah, we're really excited to explore the space and try to make like something that should have been done decades ago.
For sure. Well, I mean, I hate that we all go through things, but at the same time, you're, you know, Selena, you guys are using a platform to help other people. And so, you know, thank you for that. Thank you for, you know, continuing, and you must be so proud because of that too, you know, and I hope you know that you're going to be helping a lot of people. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
I hope all the listeners go to wondermind.com so you can get all the latest, stuff, info when it starts officially launching. So thank you, Mandy, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you,
honey. Well, that was good. God, parenting stuff is so hard.
It's so hard.
Since I was an emotional train, I'll continue the train. I walked out to the bus stop. This was probably like a week or so ago. And one of the moms was like, "Are you okay?" And I just started crying.
Aww.
And I was like, I just yelled so hard at Jolie that now I'm like, now she's going to go to school and think she's like a bad girl. And I apologized to her, but I was just so fed up. Jolie and Jace were like, you know, screaming and fighting with each other. And I was like, stop. Cause I was just like, couldn't like, I just was like, and I felt awful. And they were just like, won't be the last time you do that.
Nope.
But I was like, nope. I feel terrible. Like,
oh, yeah. And not the last time you'll cry about it either. I cry pretty much every time I get mad at my kids.
But we always tell people, don't beat yourself up. Everybody does it. It happens to all of us. But I'm as bad as anybody. I'm constantly beating myself up for that stuff.
I think it's apologizing that's really important.
I mean, I did. And I grabbed her by her little face. And I was like, Jolie, mommy is so sorry. Yeah. I yelled. I was like, it just really, like, it frustrates mommy when you don't listen.
Yeah. I think that's
and I just like, I'm so sorry. And because I don't do it a lot. So when I do, they like,
yeah.
We're like, what?
And that's good. Because then they yeah, will apologize in the future when they make a mistake and they know they made it.
They do. Oh,
parenting, you guys, is so hard.
It is.
And I don't even want to, like, your daughter's getting older, like, all this stuff that you're telling me now. I'm like, my Lord, like, it's just.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then, like, Mark's kids, the girls are going to give me an ulcer.
15 and 12, but not for much longer.
How's the anxiety? Any better?
Good. Actually, that's pretty well under control with the occasional flare-ups, but manageable. Thank you for asking.
Good. Yeah, that's good. I love to hear that. Well, I think that's an episode.
Check.
Got the episode done. All right. Well, I got to do some Christmas shopping, so got to finish it up.
Got to overdo it and make everybody else feel guilty.
Yep.
No, I really don't. Like, I'm about to get you're so spoiled. I'm like, I don't actually, I just want.
Oh, it's not
it's
that.
Thoughtfulness.
It's not at all that you're spoiled at all.
Thank you.
It's not at all. You just,
this is from Amazon. It's $15, people.
It's not that. It's not about that. It's just, you know.
Go to her Instagram for the link.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
I'll swipe up later. I know.
She walked in earlier and I was like, nice boots. And she's like, I got them from your page. I was like, they're literally great, right? DSW. They were like $100.
I'll swipe up and on all of it.
Yeah.
Or tap that link.
And everything else, just TBD. TBD.
Okay.
Love you guys. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help.
That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.